So this podcast is presented by Owen Walker and Rich McGurr and is a Medics Academy podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to provide paramedics an easy to access set of resources and educational materials wherever they are. So feel free to take a look at the description in the footnotes of the podcast and sign up to Medics Academy today to find out even more about what we do and just how much content we put out there for your education. Many thanks. So welcome to the Pre-Hospital Care Podcast. We just want to take a little while to introduce ourselves and tell you what to expect from the podcast. So my name's Owen Walker. I work within critical care as a paramedic within London. I have 16 years pre-hospital experience as a paramedic. I also have worked 9 years as a flight paramedic and also done quite a significant amount of expedition medicine and also work for World Extreme Medicine. So my partner in crime is one of my fellow colleagues who I'll let introduce himself.
Hi guys, I'm Richard McGurr. I'm also an advanced paramedic in critical care, working in London. I've got about 15 years experience pre-hospital care, part-time lecturer for universities, I teach on several courses, and I also work for World Extreme Medicine as well. And so I'm here with Owen just to sort of add a little bit of insight and throw, you know, bounce off each other when we discuss topics and to see where we go, as maybe as another voice. I'll be the dumb one in the group, so I'll be asking the questions that no one knows the answer to because I don't know the answer. And hopefully we'll learn together and explore topics that are relevant to paramedics.
Absolutely.
When we're working out in the field.
So part of this, the reason why we thought a podcast might be a good idea is really just to address some of the contemporary topics which don't necessarily get taught within the universities or training centres within the UK for paramedics, for nurses, for doctors that aspire to work in pre-hospital care. And just to really address some of these contemporary topics, look at the evidence base and also just look at the anecdotal experience from some experienced providers. One of my passions really is to look at, and I know it's something that that we work at quite hard within World Extreme Medicine, is to work outside of silos. So really is to step outside of sort of the paramedic world and look at how a nurse or a doctor or another provider might provide pre-hospital care. Because as we know, there's plenty of ways to skin a cat and there's plenty of ways to do pre-hospital care. So our passion really is to get other specialists on board as well and to give you the most up-to-date and contemporary information based on a whole variety of experience. Because we do know that actually variety is the spice of life and it adds to the richness of the educational content, which is good. Rich, what I might do is just ask you what we might be expecting. Not that we've contrived or...
Yeah, not that this is planned in any way, shape or form. Yeah.
But what might we expect from the Pre-Hospital Care Podcast?
Thanks, Owen. So like Owen said, we're gonna have some experts, if you like, in the field, people that have got experience in dealing with these patient groups so that we can all learn from it. And we're going to try and cover topics. We are going to cover topics like the pre-hospital airway, mental health and suicide, topics around leadership and how you might lead or be a follower within an EMS group, traumatic cardiac arrest. We're going to look at some of the drugs that are out there and treatment around that and the problems you might face, some pain management episodes, and hopefully a lot more besides. And we're going to try and aim to do 10 podcasts initially in this series. And hopefully if you guys are interested and you share the podcast around with friends and you start to learn, we'll pick up more topics and hopefully this will be a regular thing.
Absolutely. And I think part of the endeavour as well is really getting just to grips with personal experience. I know Rich was a patient at one point and broke his leg quite recently. So it's just actually just getting a little bit of personal experience as well. Just being honest within our pre-hospital care experience, because I think honesty is refreshing. And I think people would always aspire to hopefully listen to people that are honest, not always right, but real, and just that reality of having to be right all the time. But also just gosh, we just want to address some of the contemporary topics, because when certainly in the early 2000s, when I was at university studying, it was all library based, it was all paper copies of things, and we know that education and technology has moved down now to the digital age, and it's a funny thing, this digital learning. So we just wanted to bring it into the 21st century and critique a bit of evidence-based medicine as well. So I'll give you a bit of an idea of what the evidence base says, give you an idea of what our experience says, and so you can hopefully blend the two. But as a little bit of a disclaimer, I think everything we say here probably needs to be researched yourself as well. You need to go away, look at the evidence base, certainly do what your trust says. So just because you hear it on this podcast doesn't mean that it gives you freedom to go off and do it, but certainly comply with local regulations and policy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so what we hope to do, this is me and Aaron are paramedics. We've been paramedics for several years, and this podcast is a series by paramedics for paramedics or for pre-hospital clinicians to help learn from each other's experience, bring in people that have got a lot more experience perhaps than me and you in certain subjects, and also impart our experience to people that might be learning, might be new. But absolutely, this isn't about teaching you everything you need to know. It's just giving you insight into something, a bit of experience, and then maybe a platform for you to go and learn a bit more around the topics yourself.
Absolutely, Rich. And just as Rich said, just before we leave you, this is really going to be a blend of technical and non-technical topics. So we acknowledge and also believe that sometimes what separates the good from the great is good non-technical skills and good leadership, good situational awareness, and some of the more prevalent non-technical aspects of care. And so it's really going to be a blended approach. And so hopefully expect to hear digging into some of the evidence base around the technical aspects, but also certainly looking at some of the specialists and leaders in the field within the non-technical aspects as well. But me and Rich are going to be your hosts. We're going to take you through a journey through pre-hospital care and through different topics, and hopefully you find it engaging. We'd love you to rate and review this on iTunes and give us some feedback. Because quite rightly, as Rich says, what we'd like to do is articulate things that you want to hear as listeners, and address those topics as well. And if we don't know, which is probably a large percentage of the case, then we'll get people that do know about those topics on the podcast. But invariably, we just want to keep it engaging, keep it relevant, and keep it contemporary. And we acknowledge that actually not only paramedics do this, but nurses and doctors as well. Yeah. So we want to make it relevant to everybody. Many thanks from us. And so it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. It's a very old joke. And like everything, guys, if you like us and you think we're worth listening to, or even if you don't think we're worth listening to, let your friends know about it. Share us around, because the more people listen, the more we can do.
Absolutely. Many thanks, guys. This podcast was presented by Owen Walker and Rich McGurr, and any views we express are our own. And this is a Medics Academy podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to provide paramedics, nurses and doctors easy to access set of resources and education materials wherever you are. So take a look in the footnotes of this podcast and sign up to Medics Academy today to find out even more about what we do, how much content we put out there for your education.